Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a thankful Thursday. We're glad you're with us. We're thankful for y'all. And listen, you heard him most recently on the show, but there's a guy who's been part of the Right Side team here for a bit. Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL, who has now been working in terms of competing or conquering, actually, human trafficking. He's a podcast contributor to the Right Side Media website, all the things that we do here. And he has announced that he is running for the U.S. Senate. Well, that kicked off, and I think it's been going gangbusters. He's only 48 hours in, if that, and it is just wide open. And guess what? He's on the phone again right now. So, Jared Hudson, how you doing, man?
What's up, Phil? I'm doing good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. Are you finding yourself thinking once again in life that sleep is highly overrated?
No, sleep is never overrated. It's just sometimes you don't get it, you know?
Well, so,
man, it's been full tilt since I announced yesterday on JT's show. And, you know, I called you and Leland the day before, and I had every intention of – I think I actually talked with you first and then Leland, but maybe it was the other way around. But whoever it was, I had every intention of announcing at that moment, right, when I was kind of playing coy and being like, hey,
yeah,
we're praying about it and thinking, because wisdom and prayer took the it took the better side of me, because I thought, you know what, let's wait, and I want to see who comes out on the 6 o'clock news, the 7 o'clock news. I figured somebody that evening would announce in one of the big news cycles that evening, hey, I'm going to run for this open Senate seat. Nobody did. And got up that morning at 4:30, asked my wife. I said, hey, are you sure we want to do this? We ain't got to do it. We can pull the plug on all this stuff that we've set up now, because we had everything set to throw the switch, because, you know, this has been something that we've been praying about and kind of working on for the last couple of months, just trying to see if this is what we're supposed to do, you know, really praying about it. And she said, no, I think we're supposed to do this. So we launched it yesterday. So sorry you couldn't be the first to the show.
I will not take it personal. I'll go ahead and say that I was one of the first to be praying for you. How about that?
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. So listen, man, the race is underway. Steve Marshall got in today. He's official. We kind of knew that was coming. I don't know of anybody else out there, and I'm not going to ask you to talk about other candidates. That's not what I'm asking for. But what I'm asking you is, how do you feel right now? You're only 48 hours in, but what's the full tilt boogie feel like right now? And where do you see things going a week from now, a month from now? What are you looking at?
Yeah, so I mean, right now it's obviously full tilt. Everybody's excited. You know, you got the stuff carrying over from Coach saying, "Hey, I'm running for governor." There's a lot of excitement around that, and a lot of, you know, what's going on, shake up in the political world. Then on the heels of that, you know, non-political guy, you know, former Navy SEAL, throws his name in the hat that you know, some people know from what we do. I think that's probably created some ripples. I put it this way. I've got a buddy. I do a lot of training for some people out of Canada, of all places, their law enforcement entities up there. I've done some training in the past. A buddy of mine from there sent an article that came in from Fox News in Nova Scotia that had me on it for U.S. Senate race and talked about Covenant Rescue Group. So I'm pretty surprised to see how far these ripples have actually gone.
Well, you know, you don't get ripples unless there's first a splash. That's the way it works, man. So
that's right.
I think you made a splash, and I'll be honest with you. I think it's also got some attention because of exactly what you just said. You're not the political expectancy. You're not the political class who everybody goes, ah, he's going to run. We all know he is. I think this is an out of left field, oh crap moment for some people who are in the political class. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it might be, you know, and it's, you know what, it would be sad if it is, because that lets you know what you need to know about the political class. I wish I was, you know, quick enough on my feet. The other day I was on a morning show here in Birmingham. I can't remember the name of this. I think it's Good Morning Alabama. I'm probably saying it wrong. Doesn't matter. But I was on the show and the guy asked me, hey, what qualifies you? If I was quick enough on my feet, I would have just said what I've been saying is, I'm not a normal politician. I'm not a career politician. That's what qualifies me. But obviously I wasn't quick enough there, but that would be it. It's sad that that is what the political class look at. They're very calculated, you know, hey, what is the next step in my career? Oh, maybe I should take this as opposed to this. It's all about ambition. C.S. Lewis speaks about ambition and basically says that it's the catalyst for sin, human ambition. And I don't believe this spot should be an ambitious spot. It should strictly be to serve the people, in our case, of the state of Alabama and of the United States of America.
Well, it's not like you don't stop working too. You still got Covenant Rescue Group, you still got the Shooting Institute, and now you picked up this third full-time job, which is running a statewide race. You've run a really solid sheriff's county race, and you know how exhausting it can be. It's not like you've never been tired in your life. I mean, look at your resume. We get it. But how do you foresee the idea of juggling everything while you're also running for basically everything?
You know what? That's been something me and my wife have been praying about, definitely over the last 2 days when reality sets in. And I would ask anybody here that's a believer to pray for us on that, because we do. We have the full-time training company that I'm the CEO of. We have the nonprofit that I'm the CEO of. And then now we're running this campaign, the statewide. Man, I don't know how we're going to juggle it. And then all of those things are going to be time-consuming. But I still have the most important thing in my life physically, which is my wife and those three little girls that we have to effectively deal with. But it's just, you know, the Lord gives you the grace you need in the moment. He says, give us this day our daily bread. He gives us what we need in the moment. And so that's what I'll pray for in those moments when it feels like you can't, you know, keep track of everything.
Well, and you and I did a podcast together, which came out last week, actually, the Long Form Podcast, the Just Right Podcast. And we've actually been retweeting several pieces of it throughout. And you talked about...
I appreciate that.
Well, yeah, absolutely, man. Like I said, you're part of the team. But at the same time, there was a piece of it, I think, that got a lot of attention. There were great discussions about faith, great discussions about service. But at one point, you talked about... and this was a Buds conversation. So for those who don't know, Buds is basically, you know, training to be a SEAL. And at some point in Buds, you had a master chief that gave you some advice about finding that thing that you say to yourself when you get worn down and tired and you question why you're there. If you want to touch on that again, go right ahead.
Yeah, no, that's and Master Chief Guild was the master chief's name, if I remember right. And basically, in short, he said, you need a mantra, because if you, and a mantra, for those who don't know what that is, I didn't know what it was as a 19-year-old, you know, guy from Alabama. But a mantra is just a saying. It's something that you say to get you through the moment. And, my mantra came from scripture, 2 Corinthians 12:9, you know, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength will be made perfect in your weakness. And that is what a mantra is. And if you have a mantra, you know, if you're saying this over and over and over again to yourself, you'll wind up making it through the hardship or the hard time, whatever you're going through. But if you don't have something to get your mind off of it and you focus on the pain that you're in, you won't make it through it. And so that's a way that, at least, you know, one of the things they taught us in training, which they don't really teach you a lot. They're really just trying to find out who you are. It's a selection process. But one of the things I did learn was I've got to focus my mind somewhere else besides this physical pain I'm in right now. And it's going to be the same way with this. You're going to have to focus your mind on something else besides the hassle of a campaign. And I say hassle because a campaign is that, you know, a political campaign is a hassle. It's actually not that hard. It's just hasslesome.
That's
what I experienced in the county race.
Well, and it is. And I fully expect you're going to get tired. But just like Moses had people that were holding his arms up during the battle, there's going to be those who are surrounding you. So who's your inner core? I assume you hope, and I hope you got an inner core of people who are going to be holding your arms up while you're continuing to labor through the battle.
I do. Obviously, my wife being number one, because she's in the battle with me, right? We're one flesh. We're together as one. And but at the same time, you know, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. Well, my wife is right there joined with me in that. So her my family, my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sisters that are around me, aunts and uncles. You know, a lot of people in my family, at least from the Gadsden area, they have all rallied around me on this. And then obviously my team with TSI and Covenant Rescue Group, they're all fully aware of what's going on. They're supportive and they're rallied around me. And then the last thing I'll give is there's a Bible study group I'm a part of called the Misfits. And we call ourselves the Misfits. Out of Gardendale First Baptist Church, it's a men's Bible study. Those guys have rallied around me. Last but not least would be all of the team guys and SEALs, the brotherhood that I'm a part of being a SEAL, obviously. Man, there's guys in California that have reached out and said, "Man, I'm seeing you on Fox News. We got to get you a fundraiser going. Let's get to it. Let's help you out." The brotherhood has really joined around me, and I haven't even asked them to. They're just seeing news articles.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said the other day, we all know that when SEALs get off active duty, they either write a book or run for office, and there you are.
Yep, that's right.
Man, well, listen, Jared Hudson, we're going to keep tabs to this. You got, you know, a week is a lifetime in politics, and you've got a year to go. So we're going to keep an eye on it, brother. And
I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. We'll stay in touch, and we'll have you on many times, all right?
Thank you, brother. Y'all have a great day.
All right, take care. Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL, podcast contributor to the Right Side Media, and you can also see a very long, which we didn't know he was going to run for office when we did this. We recorded it like a month and a half ago, and we have a deep dive, what does this guy look like, interview with him. You can find it on our website, rightsidemedia.org, or on our YouTube. It's called the Just Right Podcast, and this one was a Warriors Faith, Family, and Freedom, I believe, and it's with Jared Hudson. Anyway, he's running for the U.S. Senate. Keep your eye on it. It's going to be a great race. All right, we're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.